Welcome to VG Buzz, your daily source for gaming news. Brought to you by Element FM. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 a month at Element FM and amplify your voice. Now let's get to the news. The big story today is the electrifying arrival of Hollow Knight, Silksong, which finally launched on October 3, 2025, to the feverish anticipation of longtime fans and newcomers alike. Yet, what should have been a day of celebration quickly devolved into chaos when major digital game stores like Steam and the Nintendo eShop buckled under demand, leading to widespread crashes and connectivity woes. Developers had previously promised stability for launch day, but as players flooded servers in record numbers, technical issues left many unable to download or play the game for hours. The frustration sparked a vibrant online response. Players turned to live streams, discussion boards, and social media to share both their excitement and their mounting impatience, spawning a wave of creative memes, turning the downtime into a new kind of boss fight. Remarkably, Silksong logged over 500,000 concurrent users on Steam, an unprecedented milestone for an indie sequel, and a testament to its popularity within the gaming community. But as the download gates finally opened, the first big gameplay question emerged. Should you insert all 30 rosaries into that mysterious shrine in Silksong's opening act? While some players rushed in, eager to discover what secrets this decision might unlock, others hesitated, worried about the narrative and gameplay consequences of investing a hard-earned in-game currency up front. This dilemma quickly became a trending topic, underscoring Silksong's knack for rewarding careful exploration and decision-making. Every choice potentially alters both the tale you experience and the tools you wield. The game's lore runs deep, with subtle shifts in dialogue and world design encouraging players to replay and compare results, further fueling a sense of intrigue and community discussion. Meanwhile, concerns about Silksong's performance, especially on the hotly anticipated Nintendo Switch 2, were largely allayed during recent hands-on demos at events like PAX, where the game ran impressively smooth. Ubisoft's behind-the-scenes work on performance optimizations proved worthwhile, according to reviewers who posted glowing impressions that have shifted player sentiment in a positive direction. This cross-platform commitment is no small feat, and is part of a broader trend among developers seeking to offer a consistently high-quality experience, whether you're playing on console, PC, or hybrid devices. Once inside the game, players quickly encountered their first big challenge, the formidable Moss Mother boss fight, an encounter designed to sharpen your command of protagonist Hornet's versatile abilities. Community guides and day one video content started popping up, breaking down the importance of managing safe healing windows, reading Moss Mother's telegraphed attacks, and leveraging recovery zones in the boss arena to survive the onslaught. The battle is more than just a gauntlet. It's a rite of passage, training players for the intricate combat and tactical thinking that Silksong is quickly becoming famous for. Outside the game, livestream events, like the broadcast marathon hosted by Shaq News, provided rallying points for the Silksong community, giving fans space to swap hard-won strategies and celebrate elusive achievements. The soundtrack, featuring haunting new compositions, elevated the experience for all, cementing Silksong's reputation as not just a visual and gameplay triumph, but an audio masterpiece as well. This collective energy had ripple effects beyond software, driving one of the biggest surges in gaming hardware sales in recent memory. Nintendo moved nearly 1.9 million Switch units, while PlayStation 5 saw a notable 5,000-unit spike. Such figures highlight the symbiotic relationship between major game launches and hardware cycles, with top releases like Silksong acting as catalysts for new adopters to join or upgrade within gaming's ecosystem. As players dove deeper into Silksong's world, spirited debates on gameplay mechanics and evolving narrative structures became the heartbeat of online communities and podcast circles. community content creators responded with a wealth of guides, commentary videos, and in-depth analyses, helping both newcomers and franchise veterans uncover hidden paths and new combat tactics. The buzz also extended to upcoming titles like Indica arriving for Switch and ongoing content drops for games such as Conqueror's Blade, each showcasing the differing trends shaping today's industry. The Tokyo Game Show 2025 delivered its own headline moments, with standout demos of Ghost of Yoti from Sony, Resident Evil Requiem from Capcom, and a crowd-pleasing teaser for Final Fantasy VII Remake Intergrade. These announcements sustained the post-Silksong excitement, proving that global industry events remain critical for stoking hype and forming the foundation for future launches. Less celebratory was the news of layoffs at several studios, including 2K and Take-Two, as the industry grapples with shifting profitability models and the need for workforce restructuring to stay competitive. Compounding the uncertainty, blockbuster titles like Grand Theft Auto 6 have been hit with notable delays, evidencing the challenges of developing ever more ambitious projects while meeting player expectations and business goals. Amidst industry shakeups, the closure of fan staple daily Silksong News, after nearly 1,700 straight days of community updates, sparked heartfelt tributes and reminded everyone of the deep bonds uniting developers and their audiences. The legacy of such community spaces remains a driving force behind the modern gaming experience, where fans actively shape discussion, lore, and even development directions through direct engagement. As Silksong climbed the charts, other franchises worked to seize renewed attention, including Blizzard's Heroes of the Storm, which introduced sweeping updates targeting both casual and competitive players. However, skepticism remains about the lasting impact of these changes, with some fans questioning whether enough is being done to bridge the divide and create a sustainable player base. On the indie side, initiatives like the Indie Likes Lights Humble Bundle demonstrate the community's ongoing commitment to social causes, blending charitable action with the discovery of innovative new games. Upcoming blockbusters are also making waves, most notably 007. First Light, scheduled for release on March 27, 2026, is already drawing comparisons to the best of Hitman and Uncharted for its blend of espionage, stealth, and cinematic action. The game invites players to take on the mantle of James Bond in tightly crafted infiltration set pieces and offers a $300 collector's edition packaged with a replica golden gun. Though the lore significance of that weapon has sparked debate, fans and critics agree that First Light's real test will be its ability to coordinate narrative intrigue with satisfying gameplay, creating missions that feel uniquely tailored to the Bond legacy without sacrificing modern design sensibilities. Beyond big games, the intersection of gaming culture and lifestyle tech is clearer than ever, with Amazon securing exclusive deals for JBL Charge 5 speakers, no doubt aiming to complement streaming marathons or late-night gaming sessions. Hardware makers, too, are upping the ante. Razer's latest Basilisk V3 Pro gaming mouse boasts both ergonomic comfort and advanced sensor technology, further demonstrating the industry's dedication to elevated play. In the realm of VR, Valve's trademark filing for Steam Frame hints at exciting advances to come, fueling speculation on what the next generation of immersive play might look like and how it will expand the boundaries of player experience. Upcoming titles promise not just greater technical polish, but new dimensions of character customization, featuring damage, tank, and technical roles, customizable skins, expressive finishers, and enhanced animation options for deeper immersion. Conversation around the Nintendo brand remains lively, as Gearbox's Pitchford offered rare praise for the past successes of Wii and Switch, while candidly addressing the commercial missteps that plagued the Wii U era. His comments highlight how the right marketing can transform even the most innovative hardware into a cultural phenomenon or, if mishandled, into a cautionary tale within the highly competitive console market. All these threads come together in a moment of pivotal change for the gaming sector, with Silksong's launch at its center representing the interplay between narrative intrigue, mechanical depth, and community-driven celebration. It is this resilience on the part of developers, players, and creators that continues to underpin and expand the possibilities of our ever-evolving digital playgrounds. Looking ahead, several exciting releases are on the horizon, including Star Wars Outlaws, Adventure of Samsara, and Splatterbot, each promising to deliver fresh experiences across a growing variety of genres. Also, watch out for ongoing innovations. Virtua Fighter, REVO, World Stage is about to enter closed beta, Monster Hunter now is rolling out new content, and Skyrim's modding toolbox is receiving long-awaited upgrades from dedicated creators. As the industry charges into the future, player voices are more important than ever, with community creativity, openness, and passion shaping the next chapter of gaming. Checkpoint cleared! Thanks, and catch us tomorrow in your favorite podcast app.